I haven't seen the full Libya report, but is it true that you've now gone public with the fact that AIPAC, which is basically Israeli intelligence, came to you and said, we'll get behind you if you shift and basically bow down and sign a pledge to be a servant of Israel?
Yes. I'm really surprised about this getting traction so late, because this was actually the problem that I had when I ran for the first time in Congress in 1992. A fax came over the my fax machine from AIPAC, and it was a pledge, and it had like 7 points on it. And one of those points was the Jerusalem's the capital city. The other one was military superiority of Israel. The other one was continued economic assistance at, you know, whatever levels Israel requests. And there were two other points. I can't remember them. And I refused to sign the pledge. I said, well, you know, I haven't even gotten elected yet. Why don't you give me an opportunity to get into the office, let me study the issues, and then I'll see where our positions can coincide. That wasn't good enough for them. They wanted me to sign a pledge to all of those points and more before I even got into office. And then what happened is that when I refused to sign the pledge, then that's when I discovered that whether it's an environmental organization, a women's organization, a peace organization, didn't matter. Eventually, I got the question, did you sign the pledge? And since I had to answer the question as a no, then I didn't get any money.
So it's across the board, unbelievable, regardless of what your view is on Israel. This is a foreign country manipulating what's happening inside our nation. It's all part of globalist domination.